IRDAI slaps RS5 core penalty on Policy Bazaar for violations. Premium delays, biased rankings exposed. Policy Bazaar's compliance failures cost crores. Sprouts sit uncovers. Web aggregator lapses unmesh Gujarati. Sprouts news exclusive. The IRDAI has imposed a RS5 crore penalty on Policy Bazaar insurance brokers for multiple violations, including biased product rankings, governance lapses, and delayed premium transfers. This crackdown, covered by Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, raises serious concerns over compliance standards in India's digital insurance sector and its impact on consumers. IRDAI action exposes compliance lapses at India's leading InsurTech platform. In a major regulatory crackdown, the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, IRDAI, has imposed a RS5 crore penalty on Policy Bazaar insurance brokers, PVT LTD, for violations that span corporate governance, product misrepresentation, premium delays, and compliance breaches under the Insurance Act, 1938, and IRDAI Web Aggregator Regulations, 2017. The penalty underscores growing concerns over the transparency and ethical conduct of digital insurance intermediaries operating in India's rapidly expanding InsurTech ecosystem, now valued over $1 trillion. Policy Bazaar's biased product rankings misled consumers. One of the most damning findings was Policy Bazaar's promotion of select insurance products as top-rated without any transparent ranking methodology. Plans were labeled Best Term Plan or Top ULIP without disclosing the parameters, raising serious questions about consumer manipulation and platform neutrality. Such rankings, presented without comparison tools or disclosures, created an illusion of IRDAI endorsement, potentially influencing millions of customer decisions through marketing over merit. This practice directly violates IWA neutrality norms, which bar aggregators from influencing consumer choice through preferential positioning. Governance conflicts and premium delays draw regulatory fire. Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, accessed IRDAI's 55-page order, which details over 11 violations, including undisclosed directorships. Several Policy Bazaar executives held external positions without IRDAI approval, breaching conflict of interest provisions under aggregator guidelines. Delayed premium remittance. The company failed to transfer policyholder premiums to insurers within the legal time frame, risking coverage lapses and legal exposure for consumers. Improper outsourcing and high commissions. Third-party contracts were found opaque, with excessive payouts and non-compliant structures. Consumers could be misled into believing their policy is active after online payment, but coverage does not legally begin until the premium reaches the insurer, a gap that has now drawn formal penalty. IRDAI issues are IRDAI 1 crore fines across 5 core violations. The RS5 crore total penalty includes RS1 crore each for IRDAI 1, misleading product promotion, 2, governance and KMP non-disclosure, 3, delayed premium remittance, 4, commission irregularities and outsourcing failures, 5, non-compliance in policy mapping and call recording. Further, IRDAI has issued advisories, caution notices, and compliance directives to the company, demanding corrective action within 45 days. Policy Bazaar retains the right to appeal before the Securities Appellate Tribunal, SAT. Timeline, from web aggregator to composite broker. At the time of the violations, Policy Bazaar was licensed only as an insurance web aggregator, IWA, a category with strict neutrality obligations. IWAs are allowed to compare and display insurance products, but cannot recommend or sell. However, in February 2024, Policy Bazaar obtained a composite broker license, which legally enabled it to sell insurance. The IRDAI's inspection covered activities during its aggregator phase, revealing lapses despite Policy Bazaar's transition to a broker.
What it means for policyholders. Three key takeaways. 1. Don't rely solely on platform labels. Tags like Top Plan or Editor's Choice are often marketing-driven, not regulator-certified. Always verify using claim settlement ratios, hospital networks, and exclusions. 2. Demand transparent processes. This episode underscores the need for stricter consumer safeguards. IRDAI's penalty is a clear message. Growth must not come at the cost of compliance. 3. Verify policy activation, post-payment. After buying any insurance online, immediately confirm policy issuance directly with the insurer. Do not assume coverage starts the moment you pay on a platform. Sprouts, SIT viewpoint, a systemic red flag for InsurTech. According to the Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT, the penalty on Policy Bazaar signals a larger compliance gap in India's booming digital insurance market. As web aggregators evolve into brokers and advisors, regulatory oversight must intensify, especially around data handling, product promotion, and fiduciary obligations. Other platforms, too, may soon come under scrutiny as IRDAI sharpens its focus on ethical distribution and customer protection. Background: Policy Bazaar's dominance and the regulatory alarm. Founded in 2008 and a subsidiary of PB FinTech Ltd., Policy Bazaar has issued over 42 million insurance policies to date. Its dominance, however, is now being questioned by industry experts who fear consumer interests are often sidelined in the chase for profitability and market capture. With this action, IRDAI has reinforced its stance. Compliance is non-negotiable, even for market leaders. Final word. As India's digital insurance sector matures, platforms must evolve with not just technology, but governance, transparency, and accountability. Consumers, meanwhile, must stay informed, skeptical of marketing, and vigilant about their rights. Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, will continue to monitor IRDAI actions, industry trends, and policy shifts to ensure India's insurance sector remains fair, regulated, and consumer-first.